Graham, that was a hard-fought 3 points second half.
It was in the first half a game where we showed some real quality. We dominated possession and we owned the football for large periods. We went forward with real ambition and real quality and could easily have had more than the goal that we got. But we got the goal, we got in front and you know, we really put them under pressure before half-time with some well-worked football. After half-time, we expected a reaction from them. We talked about dominating their reaction. And I thought, you know, for the first 10 or 15 minutes and when we got the second goal, we did exactly that. We probably dropped our level a little bit, let them back into it in little spells. Unfortunate own goal to concede, but you know, in fairness, they'd worked some good chances. Gladwin was excellent for them in the 10 role, and we had to work very hard to keep on top of what he was offering. But we ground it out. We showed real desire in the way we blocked and defended in front of Ben, and it's no 3 points away from home is ever a bad 3 points.
It was a fantastic first goal as well. Patient build up, really well worked, deft touch, and the finish. You must have enjoyed seeing that from the bench.
Well, John's come in and you know, showing a desire to keep a shirt on his back. He's showing cut and thrust and quality, and he's a clever player. He's always begging questions of defenders, and he's got such great quality in front of goal, and he showed that again today.
Yeah, and Jermaine was instrumental actually coming back into the side, and that deft touch to set John up. You talked in the week about either scoring a goal or creating a goal, and he was there to create.
That's what you want from your players. Stop. Create or score a goal. If they're not doing that, why have him in the side? And you know, he's got those qualities. You know, he will benefit from getting his first 90 under his belt, out for three games. Does affect a player. They lose that little bit of match fitness that you know, you gain when you're playing consistently. So today's 90 will have done him the world of good, and hopefully he'll be that little bit stronger next weekend.
And Lee Angle on the spot again to get a poacher's goal, but that's five for him for the season now. Showing a real touch.
Yeah, you know, credit to him for the work rate and the intelligence to shut down, and credit to Grant for, you know, identifying that as a weakness and talking to Grant, Leon exactly how to take advantage of it. So, yeah, between the pair of them, it was a job very well done.
Yeah, and you're turning into, aren't you, a very tough team to play against because you play good football, but you show the required grit as well, the other side of the game you need, and you're winning games regularly now.
Well, we've always said that, you know, in football there's times when you've got the ball, there's times when you haven't got the ball. You've got to be quick in transition between the two. You've got to be able to take on an attacking mindset when you've got it. You've got to be able to take on a defensive mindset when you haven't. And then there's set plays. And, you know, we're seeing the side want to improve in all those regards, in transition, in possession, out of possession, and at sets. We're seeing them want to improve. They're taking things on board. I can see improvements. And, you know, if we can continue to improve, we've got some great quality at the club. There's no question. You know, you read opposition managers talking about the strength in depth and the quality that we've got and the expensive players that we've got in our books, and there's no question we have. And you know, that's a pressure that we enjoy having. It's a pressure that we relish. And you know, when you produce the quality that we can, we had to grind it out today. Let's not hide from that. But we've got the quality to grind it out, and we've got the desire to go with it.
Taquani was in the side this afternoon, despite I think a few travel issues. Did he have a bit of a journey to get back? Because he's been on international duty, I think.
Yeah, he played Thursday night in an international game, and we had all sorts of difficulties in getting him back, but credit to the football club. You know, the football club, you can underestimate what goes on behind the scenes. Club secretary and all the guys in the commercial department were ringing around and looking at flights all over the place, finding routes for him to get back. And Gabby, to be fair to him, you know, he wanted to get back. He wanted to give himself the difficulty of travelling because he wanted to be a part of a team that is progressing. And credit, I thought he was magnificent today, Gabby. You know, often you talk about your goal scorers and you talk about their moments of quality, but some of his defending today was first class.
You must love that sort of commitment from Gabby, though. He got his cake and ate it, I suppose, didn't he, on international duty, but desperate to play for his club.
Well, you look at, you know, us as a football club today, you see the way the fans supported us. You heard them there at the beginning of the interviews, you know, still singing away and enjoying their football. They've been magnificent. The club behind the scenes has been magnificent. The players have done their job. Lads like him flying from abroad. The boys responding to a request for change and a request for improvement are giving everything. It's a real pleasure to be at the club. The club is a positive place.
Yeah. You've done it without Marcus today, who I imagine was still feeling the ankle a touch, was he?
It's fantastic, really, to have a lad like him who's blessed with such magnificent quality. And we all talk about his qualities. But today he's shown qualities as a man because he could have gone on the pitch and put his ankle at risk. I'm sure the footballer in him wanted to get out there. But as a team player, he's been honest enough to say, look, I'm not quite right. I'll sit on the bench, and if you need me for 15 to go and win the game, then you know I'll go and do that job. But I'm going to have to grit my teeth. I'm going to have to take painkillers to do it. So he's shown the commitment to the club. He's shown the willingness to contribute. But he's shown the maturity to be a team player, which is important.
And the body's on the line, summed up by Chris Forrester, who was hopping around trying to make challenges despite having probably a stub mark in his ankle.
Yeah, he'll have to get some longer pads, I think, in the week. I don't know what's wrong with them nowadays. They wear these socks on their feet, and they wear these pads that cover about an inch of their shin bone. I know in my day, we certainly pulled a longer pad on and wore a boot that had some leather in it.
Yeah. Port Vale then next week, and you must go into it with great confidence because you're really starting to fly again.
Well, it's always one game at a time. We'll never get ahead of ourselves. We'll go away and look at today's performance like we did last week. We'll seek to improve aspects of our game. We worked very hard in the week to push on physically so that we can play a little bit more of a pressure game than we've played before. We've been good in possession of the ball, but you know, probably not as athletic as I'd like us to be out of possession. And the boys worked tremendously hard. We've got to be clever about the way we do that because we want to be progressive. We don't want to burn them out in trying to improve them. But their attitude has been fantastic. We need to come back next weekend and be that little bit stronger than we were this week. It's a pitch that's going to suit us. It's a big pitch up there. And it's the sort of pitch that suits a side that can pass the ball, which we can do.